But right now, let's muse in the news with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
We did have the one huge death. There were several huge deaths, actually, during our vacation. But the one that hit locally, actually, both of these hit locally. What am I talking about? God love me. But Ross Perot is going to have a memorial service tomorrow. His memorial service will be at Highland Park United Methodist Church. He passed away at the age of 89 recently, and his service is tomorrow. His family says that his memorial service will be live streamed.
Interesting.
And right. Yeah, how modern day is that? I think that a lot of people do this now.
With like commentators, or they're just going to have a camera on the
pulpit? George is trying to make it a bit already.
Yeah. I am not. That was a legitimate question. I'm really not. I mean, would you have your watching live coverage of the Ross Perot funeral?
Jim Nance would be perfect for this.
Romo doing color?
Ho-ho! Whoa!
What color casket's it going to go with there, Jim? Oh, no!
Try to predict plays too. Watch this, Jim. They're going to roll the casket to the right. They're going to go to the right.
They're going
to
go with something from Ephesians here.
I guess you would, try to guess who was going to give the next eulogy. Family member here, Jim. Family member.
All right. Come on.
Okay, see, now we did turn it into a bit. That's terrible.
No disrespect.
You guys are not treating this with the dignity and the sanctity with which it should
be
treated.
They'll probably just show the service and no commentators.
I think they should have commentators. Matter of fact, the musers ought to start offering this as a service. Your grieving family can hire the musers to be the commentators
that.
On your live-streamed funeral.
No, because you're going to say something that's going to tick somebody off.
But that's what that person would want. The deceased would want us to be the musers on the broadcast.
You know, that's not a bad idea. Where we can make a little side money.
Yes. Because, that's what this is about.
Because our broadcast wouldn't be heard at the funeral itself.
Right.
This is just for people, friends who couldn't attend.
But you're going to offend that aunt who doesn't understand musers.
What do I care about insects?
The relative, the aunt or uncle or cousin who's
watching.
That's
what I'm talking about.
But who cares? Who cares about that person? It's all about the request of the deceased.
Right. Now, the risk we run there is if
funerals
the deceased was a big P1, that means his friends are also probably P1s, and they will be wearing earpieces. So there could be some random laughter throughout the service.
No.
Yes. It is. I'm telling you, there would be P1s interested in it, Giorgio. That they would
I don't doubt that.
But Let's back up to your big claim. That the funeral is for the living.
It is.
So you should not take into account the deceased wishes at all.
No, you got to balance it out.
He has nothing to do with this.
It's what they want, but at the same time, everyone who shows up, or in this case, live streams it with the musers commenting on it, commentating, they need to, those commentators need to be respectful and not just like we were 2 minutes ago. We had all these bits about Tony Romo and Jim Nance doing
okay,
it.
But that's what the P1 would want.
Oh, boy, Jim. Oh, boy.
The P1 would want us to be, because it brings,
funny
how many
voices?
Times do you hear during a funeral, this is a celebration.
Right.
Not a somber occasion.
A respectful celebration.
No. They want full celebration. They want balloons.
You want that?
Balloon animals.
You want that? If you do have a moment of silence?
Sure.
Let's just all have a moment to reflect on the life of Jim Smith.
Everyone
laughs.
Yes, everyone laughs, which is what that deceased would want.
Right.
Because humor is what helps us get through life, gets through the difficult moments in life.
You're going to have to hand out a big disclaimer for the people who are attending with earpieces or who don't have the earpieces and wonder why everyone's laughing. And we're going to have to run that on the stream, too. You're listening to
yes. You explained that some people at this service will be wearing earpieces. And if they laugh, please do not be offended. It's very delicate.
I say we do it. Let's at least offer the service and see if we get any
takers. To Ross Perot's family?
Well, it's too late for that.
I don't think they're interested.
Why? It's tomorrow. How much prep work do we need?
Well, I'm busy tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't do it tomorrow.
He only dies once. It's Ross Perot. He was a presidential candidate.
We need time to put it up on the ticket website, and Lord knows that takes months to get done.
No, I don't think we need to put Ross Perot's funeral on the ticket website.
No, I meant our offer, our business.
Are we
our new
carry
side
it?
Business.
Well, I'm saying, but we kick it off with Ross Perot's funeral. We live stream it.
Should we carry some of this?
We need to form our own business first. It's called MFC LLC.
What?
User Funeral Commentary. It's a new business.
Okay, but I don't think we need to organize it as a business yet. Let's get some publicity going and do it tomorrow.
Okay.
It's a live stream. We could take the feed.
Okay.
And we'll take the feed and add our audio to it and run it on the ticket website.
Yeah, I'm sure the Perots will be thrilled with that.
Well, I'm telling you, I think we can
Man
thread
lives
the needle
this great
here.
Life, and then we just turn it into a two-hour bit.
We will comment about that great life.
Yeah, Mushmouth talking about his life would be tremendous.
Never met Ross Perot, but he did hang out at his Texoma place once.
Hold on a second, Mushmouth. Hold on a second. Margot is now speaking. That was his longtime wife. Ross Perot passing away at the age of 89, self-made billionaire. He started in business at the age of 7.
What?
Doing odd jobs such as breaking horses, delivering newspapers, and selling Christmas cards, garden seeds, and magazines.
Jer?
See? This is what you'd get on the live stream. On the live stream.
Already people tuning out because of drops like that getting played.
He didn't, but what did that drop say? You didn't hear the end of it.
Right. We knew
you have no
what
idea.
He was going to say.
You have no idea what was going to be said there.
Yeah, we do.
Garden seeds. Would you buy, when was the last time you bought garden seeds from somebody?
Fairly recently.
That or break your horse?
Yeah, that is weird. Junior probably has bought garden seeds recently. As opposed to Gordon Seed, which is a totally different product.
You dispense that for free daily, all over the workplace.
Whoa.
Man.
Poor potted plants up here, they don't stand a chance.
Can we please get back to Ross Perot being wheeled in now? He was a third-party candidate for president in 92 and 96. In 92, he got 18.9% of the vote, which is still the highest that any third-party candidate has ever received in a
96.
U.S. election. Yeah, he ran again. Wasn't that the weird one that he dropped out and then got back in because there was some blackmail scheme against his daughter or something crazy?
Just male. It was a man scheming against his daughter.
Well, no, I think he misunderstood what I'm trying to say here. Black male is spelled M-A-I-L.
Just he's a man like anybody else.
He founded EDS, which was a company that helped guys with a problem that a lot of guys have.
No.
Come on, this is live stream material, right?
No.
We're just having fun here.
Although that also is a billion-dollar industry.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. George, you want to talk about that? Because you've had some success recently, right?
It's a happy story.
EDS? I've never worked there.
Yes, your ED. Let's talk about your ED. And I guess there is an S because you had multiple bouts of it.
I'm fine.
I'm fine. All right, well, let's talk about Ebola.
I play.
We've had...
I hadn't heard that drop in 2 weeks. It's still real to me.
What is that? The killer?
Yeah.
Wi-Fi drop?
I play.
How does a human say that and then not know what they just said?
He's got a new classic, by the way.
At least he's still.
Oh, he does?
By the way, what happened? Somebody kept saying that killer ruined his anniversary. Do you know what I'm talking about, Sean?
I don't know about that.
The killer told some story about how he ruined his and his wife's anniversary.
I didn't hear that.
Well, who threw up the killer for anniversary stories?
Some potty talk or something like that?
He tried to explain baseball to Dan McDowell this past week, and it was hilarious.
Oh, no.
Do we have that? Or is it too long?
It's not too long, but we'd have to find it, though.
Okay.
All right, we'll see if you can track that down. This is breaking news.
Don't worry. We got plenty of time between now and Christmas to get to that.
What do you mean? Next break?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying we got a lot of broadcasting to do.
Don't remind me. Hey, by the way, Giorgio, I actually had something that happened to me over break here that reminded me of something that you've gone through.
What's that?
A movie that everyone panned that I thought was it's all right.
Which one?
Don't laugh. But last night I sat down and watched because I was getting nervous about going back to work. Did you, either of you guys get nervous about going back to work?
I was this time, yeah, because I'd been away for so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it felt like, gosh, do I even know how to do this? And it turns out I don't. Still don't. But I needed something to calm my nerves down. So I sat down. I said, I'm going to watch a movie. And one of the first ones I landed on, Paul Blart, Mall Cop. Two.
I didn't see the second one. The first one was pretty funny.
Not even the first one. So I watched the second one, and I'm like, you know, Kevin James is really kind of a funny guy.
He's funny.
Oh, yeah.
And he has that, to me, he has that John Candy likability.
Yeah.
He's a sweet guy, nice guy. He's funny physically. He can do physical comedy and
no
all
doubt.
That.
I'm not going to, yeah, you're fine there.
And so I watched that whole movie thinking, okay, it was fine. It was a funny movie. And then I go on the Rotten Tomatoes and look up the reviews of it.
Oh, it got killed, I'm sure.
It got 5% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow, that's low.
Yeah, and Metacritic, the film had a score of 13. Out of 100.
Wow. I didn't see the second one. I thought the first one was pretty funny.
And then you look at the audience reviews, and it gets by CinemaScore. It says it got a B minus to an A plus from the audiences. But critics just savage it.
And can't critics read into it, okay, this is not made for the 35-year-old. This is made for kids.
Sarah Stewart of the New York Post said, this wisp of a plot is just an excuse for James to do his one trick over and over again.
We're trying to crack up fifth graders.
I know. I mean, I'm reading these reviews, and it's so snarky, and everyone's just taking shots at it. If you like 2 hours of flop sweat, you'll love Paul Blart.
Okay, love it.
You know, I haven't seen either, but just the name Paul Blart is funny.
Yeah, isn't it funny? It's a funny name.
And I guarantee you that name was came up with by that name was invented by our friend Nick Bakay because he loves last names like that.
Oh, did he write that?
Yeah, he wrote that along with Kevin James.
Okay.
Who was in studio with us.
Yeah.
What nice was Kevin guy. James in studio with us for?
I think to talk about Zookeeper, wasn't it?
Or was it or one Paul of those Blart? It was Paul Blart.
It was
Paul
twice.
Okay. He's been in studio twice?
I think he wants to talk about Mall Cop. Yeah.
Yeah, he needs one more appearance. He'll tie the record.
That's right.
Who's got the record?
John Turturro.
So he's random.
Right. He's right, though.
What about Pauly Shore?
Pauly Shore, I swear, is three times. There was a time where he was up here every other week.
We don't count mental patients.
Dude, what's wrong with me? Pauly Shore has always been great to the show.
Yeah, he's good on the air, but he's a little creepy off the air. He's
wait, what is this story? I haven't heard that.
No, he is. He's more than a little creepy off the air.
But did he make a pass at you?
Boy, you almost could call it that.
Wait a minute. My Fernando eyes are crossed with insanity. We just found out today. Shore?
No, I don't think
that
I'm the
Pauly
only
Shore
one either.
Pauly Shore hit on Fernando? What are you talking about?
No, it wasn't specifically me, but he's a little out there.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's a little weird, but he's not.
Well,
he seems
okay.
Nice.
All right, he is nice, but he is weird.
What did he rub your back? You tickle your balls? Tell us what happened.
All right, we've got plenty of time between now and Christmas to get to this topic.
What's with you programming from now to Christmas?
After a flying start.
It's a birthday song again. Okay, fine. Linda Ronstadt is 73.
Awesome voice.
She's lost her voice, George.
I know, but once had a great one.
The casket is now being moved into position. Joe Satriani is 63. Willie Ames from Eight Is Enough. That is not Joe Satriani.
I think it is. That was
a horrible
when it came through Dallas.
Sometimes I feel like Willie Ames is 59. He's from Charles in Charge and Eight Is Enough. Model Kim Alexis, 59. Forrest Whitaker, 58. Jason Bonham, 53. What's his dad doing now?
Dead.
Eddie Griffin, the actor and comedian, is 51. Brian Austin Green, 46. Diane Kruger from National Treasure and Troy is 43.
How
Gotta go. Whoa. Gotta go.
And
sorry.
Damian Lillard, 29. You're up to date.